Apparently, they will be there, too, for first responders. The founder of the Sion Clinical Corporation is here, Dr. Anish Shah. Good morning, Dr. Shah.
Good morning, Pat.
Happy to talk to you. Tell us about your business.
We are Sion Clinical Corporation. We are a team of mental health professionals constituting psychiatrists, psychologists, nurse practitioners, and other allied professionals.
Okay, very good. And you have been treating people, you've been treating patients for a while now. How did you come to include the treatment for first responders?
Correct, Pat. We have been treating first responders, firefighters since 2004.
Oh.
Our clinical practice has been since 2004, and we have numerous patients with the phenomena of various mental health disorders that we have seen and treated.
Yes, well, it's certainly a different kind of a thing for first responders and what they encounter, you know, pretty much every day that they're on the job.
Correct, Pat. First responders and firefighters are the vulnerable population. Look at what they go through. They go through long hours. They go through high risk, dangers to their life, fatigue, extreme physical exertions, lack of sleep, and disturbances in their daily routine.
Boy, that's for sure.
Yes. And repeated exposure to uncertainty and danger.
And trauma. A lot of trauma.
Yeah, yes. Correct.
So what kinds of things do you perform or do you suggest or do you teach first responders in terms of what to do about this?
First of all, I like to see what kind of issues they are vulnerable to because of their work. In one study, they suggested that about 30% of the first responders are vulnerable to mental illnesses like acute stress disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, clinical depression, alcohol use disorder, and opiate use disorder. And I think the problem with first responders, patients that we have seen, is a lot of social stigmas about receiving mental health treatment.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's pretty much always been true. Hopefully it's a little bit less now. But do you find more willingness among first responders to come forward and say, hey, I'm hurting?
Unfortunately not. Typically what we have seen in our practice that our Braveheart has been exposed to such a gruesome tragedies in their life.
Yeah.
Initially, what they have been faced with is denial. Denial that there is something wrong.
Well, I would think that, you know, at some level, the occupation of first responders would demand that you have some sort of separation between your work and the rest of your life. I don't know how anybody could tolerate it without some of that.
Well, I think it is very important for first responders to be able to recognize the symptoms.
Yes.
And their family to be able to observant about what that is going on. And the critical part is seeking treatment early on when these symptoms are evolving. And that is five
Not
are
when
the
you
mostly
hit rock
thing.
Bottom, right?
When they go, you're right, yeah.
So this is obviously the more the better in terms of people who care for our first responders, because we know that if they're not okay, we may not be okay, you know, depending on what the situation is, et cetera. So, you know, we're very invested and these are our heroes, you know, which
is
that the good news and the bad news? Because it sort of perpetuates that stereotype of first responders. Maybe it makes it harder to come forward.
That's correct. They are our true heroes and Braveheart. We all have a great respect for what they have done to our community through these two fires. Unfortunately, the work they do makes them vulnerable to mental health disorders.
Yeah.
And the unfortunate part is that mental health professionals truly are the first responders to the first responders.
That's correct. Yes.
But that is not always happening. We see that the families and the first responders suffer through this for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
And then they start seeking help.
You do know. You treat the families too, doctor?
Yes. We also work with the families to provide them insight into their significant other's mm-hmm. problems, how to deal with, how to manage and understand their PTSD or acute stress disorder.
Yeah.
We do it all the time.
Yeah, I'd think that would be a mandatory part of the equation, because if you've got to have your family on board with all this, and the families too go through their own very dramatic issues when their first responder is gone, and especially in an emergency, which certainly has happened here, where a firefighter is off for days at a time, et cetera, and their significant other is at home taking care of everything else.
Correct. The family, I agree with you, Pat, goes through the immense stress, just not only being home, taking care of their own family, but also dealing with the first responder's psychological issues and how that impacts the whole family.
And how much does talk therapy have to do with your process?
Talk therapy is very important and a key part of the treatment, and first, it starts with a psychiatric evaluation to understand the exact psychopathology and what issues are going.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the talk therapy in a lot of the studies have been helpful in dealing with at least the mild to moderate symptoms of acute stress disorder.
And, okay, so that's part of the equation. What other kinds of things do you do in support of first responders?
Very good question, Pat. The other key component of treatment are biological treatment, which include medication for sleep, the nightmare, the hypervigilance, and the other irritability and the mood disorders that they are experiencing, PTSD and clinical depression and related symptoms that we see. There are biological treatment. There are also innovative treatment like transcranial magnetic stimulation treatment.
What the heck is that?
Well, it's an innovative drug-free treatment for patients with clinical depression. It's been FDA approved and has been for quite some time. We have at CIAN treated about more than 110 patients with this treatment, and we had tremendous success.
Is that like the, where you put the things on the side of the head and you zap? No.
If your question is, if it's ECT, it's not an ECT.
Thank you. I just want a little definition of that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Okay,
yeah.
It's not that. That's good. That is good. And what have you seen in terms of the outcome of a treatment for the first responders?
Well, as I mentioned, if the incidents or symptoms are picked up earlier mm-hmm. in the course of
better.
Treatment, the outcome is better. The prognosis can vary anywhere from 60 to 70% restoration of functions to the baseline if the treatment is sought within first 3 to 4 months. Now, if someone has developed a chronic post-traumatic stress disorder from cumulative trauma, I think the prognosis is variable in those cases.
Mm-hmm. And how do you encourage more people to get treatment, and how important treatment is?
I think it is useful to be able to recognize the symptoms early on if you are experiencing insomnia, irritability, low mood, fatigue, your frustration tolerance is going down in dealing with a lot of the problems, then I think that's where you need to seek a professional help to see there's something that can be helpful.
Well, that sounds, doctor, like all of us should sign up because it describes a lot of us, in our daily life. Certainly not the same. Doesn't impact the same way because of what first responders see and experience.
That's correct. A lot of these problems are the normative responses mm-hmm. we have under the stress, But when this becomes a repeated chronic issues, which starts interfering in your social, occupational, and personal life,
yeah,
that's the time to seek help.
Yeah, or before that.
Or before.
Yeah, or before. Yeah. Well, it's a fascinating part of this whole equation. Of course, first responders and their health and well-being are on all of our minds because of, you know, the revisiting the fire trauma and all of that stuff. And also because of what we've heard about the Kincade Fire and the amazing firefights that took place to keep that fire from moving into downtown Windsor. So, you know, that's all fresh in our minds. And as much as we love holding up the signs and saying, uh-huh, thank you, first responders, and things like that, there's always something that more that we wish we can do. Is there, just as regular citizens?
Well, all we can do is to support our first responders. We encourage them to take a break. I would also encourage their colleagues, their supervisor, mm-hmm, and administration as a whole to be supportive when your crew member is experiencing mental health symptoms, to encourage them to seek help, take a day off. Imagine, Pat, they have worked for an extended period
yeah,
of long time.
Yeah.
It's time for them to take a break.
Well, I appreciate knowing about what you're offering. We've talked certainly about the health of first responders, and in a moment we'll talk with somebody from the fire department about this issue too, along with the realities of the cleanup process and everything like that. Dr. Anish Shah, thank you for being here this morning. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Pat, for having me then.
All right. He is the founder of the Sion Clinical Corporation, Dr. Anish Shah. Thank you for being here.